proclamation number 4126 dated the September 19th, 1947. Calm before the storm. Visible appearance of the Lord. A time of anxious misery and suffering lies before you, and you can regard the time prior to this, the time in which you presently live, as the calm before the storm, during which you can still alive your life within the scope of tradition, during which you can still speak of a certain extent of prosperity compared to the poverty and the deprivation which await you afterwards. And yet it will be a time of grace, a time when I will be clearly recognizable, when life will only be bearable if you deeply unite yourselves with me in your thoughts. Since then you will never be alone but will always be able to have me as your protection. And I will also manifestly reveal myself to you. I will approach individual people in the shape of the one who harbored me in all fullness within himself. And I will be recognized wherever people's love for me is strong, even if I dwell as a human being amongst people, for my eyes will tell them who I am, and their hearts will come aglow with such burning love for me as they would never be able to offer to a fellow human being. I will come to meet them with ardent love, I will illuminate them where they'll acknowledge and comfort them in hours of distress, and they will be able to overcome the most difficult situations and not despair, for they will sense my help, and wherever I visibly approach them they will be full of strength and profound faith. And once this fills a human heart, no oppressive adversity will be able to exist anymore, for then they will only utterly rely on me, and I will truly not disappoint their faith. Yet anyone who lives without me will hardly be able to endure this time. I cannot leave him in his spiritual adversity and will therefore have to sorely strike him with earthly adversity until his opposition against me slackens, until he starts to believe and expects help from me. Thus all of you will be subjected to anxious distress and suffering, through which I want to win you over completely. Nevertheless, you also have abundant strength and grace at your disposal which will help you to gain me. I only want your love, and once I own it I will come to meet you, in the last days even visibly, in order to strengthen your and other people's faith, because you are in need of extraordinary strengthening and consolation. Consequently, you won't need to fear the difficult time ahead of you either, for you will survive it with my help. Nevertheless, it will remain a time of grace, and the yoke I impose upon you will be an easy one if only you make correct use of the gift of grace. To be allowed to behold me with your physical eyes is truly worth the cross you will have to bear until the end. Yet I will also offer myself as a bearer of the cross to those who take refuge in me and appeal to me for my help. And for their sake I will shorten the days until the end. I know every individual person's problems, and those who are faithful to me are my true children who will really not call upon me in vain for help. Therefore don't let my announcement frighten you, approach the coming events determinedly and calmly, detach yourselves from the world and wait for me. And I will come, at first appearing to individual people, in order to then fetch my own into my kingdom, in order to lead them away from the place of perdition into to the kingdom of peace, where their life will be as blissful as in paradise. Amen.